I'm Bob Odenkirk. Thank you. Thanks. Sorry. Third motherfucking time. You know, I'm glad he's late, you know, because it proves my point. Oh, my God, what if he's hurt?
Excuse me, sorry.
Oh. Hey, everybody, I'm David Cross.
No, hold it, no. Don't encourage him, folks.
David, do you have any idea what time it is?
What?
The audience and I have been sitting here waiting. This isn't going to work.
What, because I was a little late?
It's not just that, man. You know, I was raised at a time when people respected each other. The mid-70s. You know, you came of age at a different time. The late 70s. We're from different generations. So, I don't get your movies or your music, you know. I was into Star Wars. You were into The Empire Strikes Back, you know. I like Bananarama. You like that Bangles shit. No! Oh, hey, lay off, Pops!
You know, it's people of your generation that wreck things for us, the people of 1 year later. You know, we're still cleaning up your mess.
You know, I'm sorry, folks. We just don't relate.
I think the show is over.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, quit. Just like your generation. Give up.
Hey, guys. If you're not doing the show, then I'm gonna split.
What?
Cool. I'm still bummed out about the Dead breaking up, and it's like I lost my best friends.
What are you talking about, you dumb hippie?
Well, Bob, I can relate. You know, I know my best friends used to charge me $35 to listen to him dick around on guitar. Come on, let's kick his hippie ass.
Hey, man, keep on trucking, man. Hey, let's build it.
David, wait. Look what we're doing. We're working together.
Hey, yeah. Bob, our mutual distrust and hatred of hippies has united us in a common cause.
Hey, man, I think we got a show to do.
You got it, buddy.
To the Whigs!
Bummer.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ken Thurman.
Straighten that camera out!
Hi, I'm Dr. Ken Thurman. You know, teenagers can be difficult to communicate with.
Especially if you're old fogies like us. Hi, I'm Lionel Winslow, and this is my wife, Catherine.
As parents, we know that kids only listen to other kids.
That's right.
That's why we got together and created a program where three terrific teens talk to you young people out there. It's a lot of fun. And you might just learn something. So, say goodbye to us, because for the next half of an hour, it's
No Adults Allowed!
Hi, I'm Kenny. I'm 14 years old, and I love to play those damn video games.
I'm Kate. I'm 13. I like to stay out till all hours of the night, just as long as I call home. I mean, what does it take?
Oh, hi! I'm Lionel. I'm 16. I like to take things for granted, but that'll end soon.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to No Adults Allowed. We got the most awesome show lined up for you today. Hey, Kate, I noticed you got your hair cut.
Yeah, I know a lot of those girls are getting those slutty haircuts.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a beautiful girl. I should let people see my pretty face.
You bet. And hey, guys, summer's here, and I'm psyched.
You know what that means.
Summer jobs!
Yeah! Oh, it That'll be so great not to have to rely on Mom and Dad for moolah.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus I can buy that special rock t-shirt and album I want so damn much.
Right on. Plus you can buy gas. Your dad's car doesn't just magically fill itself up, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Guess what, gang? It's time for our Learn About segment.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be totally grungified.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, we're totally going to have our old friend Craig come on and teach us a few skateboarding
tricks.
He's
good at it, yeah.
Craig!
Craig!
Craiger!
Craig, honey!
Craig, goddammit, get out of here!
Calm down, Ken, calm down.
Oh, that fellow teen will be the death of me.
Ken.
I tell you, this generation is worse than the hippies, the flappers, and the Nazis combined.
Oh, Ken.
It's true. At least the hippies gave us those fat watch bands, and the flappers could dance, and the Nazis had that song 8 days a week.
No, Ken, that was the Beatles.
What? Well, what did I say? Oh, who cares? I don't care. Where were you, Craig? The show is shot.
This intercom, the speaker, it was wet. It fell.
You're nothing but a slacker. You know that? That's the word, right? You're all one big slacker. Slacking around, slacking off, slackety, slack, slack, slack.
You know, it's attitudes like yours that are keeping us down. You know, I mean, we try to be productive members of your society with our crocheting and her homemade fudge for the blind. But you won't let us. And this has been going on for over 200 years, and it has to end.
What are you talking about?
Come on, I'll show you.
What?
All right, I don't know.
Craig took us all on a heart-smart journey into the hateful, hurtful belly of the beast we call discrimination.
Why do you hate slackers?
There you go. I don't hate anybody. Play fair. Now, I don't have to love everybody, but these people, you know, they don't seem to want to be part of anything, these slackers. They hang around bleary-eyed, messing up the downtown areas on the skateboards and ripped jeans. Don't know. Just don't dislike them. Just don't want them. The whole solution to the Generation X problem, round all these people up. Put them in buses, send them up to Seattle, build a border around Seattle, Washington. They can have that.
Don't you think that's a bit extreme?
We're not talking about locking these people up. We're talking about Seattle, beautiful part of the country. They can have that as theirs. They love it. They can stay up there. We stay down here. Everybody's happy.
Well, sir, not to state the obvious, but you yourself are black, African-American. I mean, isn't the KKK opposed to your race?
See, I knew you were going to try that. You haven't been listening to me, son. This is the new Klan, okay? Let me show you something.
Yeah.
was the new KKK from the advertising firm of Steinberg and Goldstein. And now we move on to our final nominee in the category of Most Improved Image. From the firm Wyman Petrocelli, the campaign for the North American Man-Boy Love Association, NAMBLA, We're Not Killers.
When you think of the North American Man-Boy Love Association, you probably think of killers like Jeffrey Dahmer. Fact, he was never a member. We at NAMBLA do not murder. That's the NAMBLA promise. NAMBLA members are productive, nonviolent members of the community who admittedly like to molest boys, but who would never kill anybody. That's why we proudly say,
NAMBLA!
And the awardee for Most Improved Image goes to Wyman Petrocelli, Steve Perfetti, Kermit Hurtlin, and Trevor McNish for NAMBLA, We're Not Killers.
I just want you people to know that I had nothing to do with this. It was all Trevor and Steve.
No, that's not true. That is not true. No, I had nothing to do with this either. I had nothing to do with this. My beautiful wife, Marlise, had nothing to do with this. Honey, I love you. This was totally Trevor's baby. A project.
Thank you so much. First of all, I want to thank my boss, Jim Bluer. Jim?
Don't thank me. You're fired.
Thank you very much. I also want to thank the people over at NAMBLA for believing in my abilities, especially Cosh McVay. Stand up, Cosh.
Leave me out
of
here.
I want to thank God for believing in my abilities.
Pretty typical night. Not a lot of stuff going down.
Not a lot happens here sometimes. What the hell was that?
I hit a bump. Anyways, this family, we've been here before.
Yeah, these people are real troubles. Problems. Problem. Problem.
Drunk cops hammered in Detroit.
Shut up! Okay, one talk at a time. Here we go. Let's get started. Come on, officer.
Hey,
get up here. You
fight.
Talk it up.
So, what are you talking about? Grab me.
Why do you want to fight? Answer so fast. Why do you want to fight? Think for 2 seconds and wonder why you want to fight.
I'm sorry.
I smell beef.
Come here.
I was kidding, man. I was so kidding. Hey, get up.
Sulu, get up. Sulu, get up from the TV. Stupid iguana. Coming.
Hey, Alex.
Kelly, what's going on? Hey, check it out. Got totally sold on getting this iguana.
He's cool.
Yeah. His name is Sulu. He's an Australian hotneck, and he totally knows his name. Check it out. Sulu. Sulu! Huh? Yeah. I've only had him a couple weeks, but I can already tell that he loves me.
Oh, man, he's beautiful, man.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, check it out. Touch him. Go ahead. He likes it. He likes people.
I know, Kelly.
I don't know. He looks kind of scared.
Go ahead. Don't worry about it. He just gets nervous, you know, when he knows it's time to EAT.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right, Sulu, you big baby? Sulu! Sulu! Oh, man. Sorry, don't worry about it, lady. He's just trying to stay warm. You know, a stray hot neck.
Gotta stay between 50 and 60 degrees. Australia, that's easy, but you know.
Hey, man, does he change colors? Is he one of those kinds?
Oh, yeah. Totally depends on his emotional biorhythms. Yeah. He's like a mood ring iguana. Sulu! Sorry. Sulu, get back here. Sulu, come on. What did I... Oh, it's... Don't... He's just showing off because you guys are here. He knows exactly what he's... Sorry about that. I'll clean it up. That's my...
Hey, Nathan! I think he's mad!
No, Kelly, he's just melancholy. Okay? Sulu, what are the rules? Answer me, I've got the paddle. Answer me!
Oh, don't hit him!
What are the rules? Tell me, what are the rules? Or I will hit you again!
Nathan, don't you have a potbelly pig?
Oh, yeah, but that fucker never shut up, and he shit all over the place. You know, it was like he had his own agenda or something, you know? But check it out, I totally got sold, and this guy is hooking me up with something completely different.
Oh, man, are you going to get that panda?
Better! Check it out, I'm going to get hooked up with a real live albino.
No way.
Yeah. Sulu, cut it out. Yeah, this guy's hooking me up with a real-life albino boy.
Wait, is that legal?
Yeah, totally. I mean, not in this country, you know, but they put holes in the box and stuff, you know, and they send it over, and the guy's like, hey, whoa. Hey, Sulu, whoa, watch out. Sulu, not in the box, Sulu. No. Don't go, Sulu. No, palm water. Sulu, you stupid iguana.
Don't hit him!
Oh, he's just faking it, man. You guys, I can't believe you're getting suckered into this.
You really hurt him!
Look at him play act. He is such a diva. Look at it. World's tiniest violin playing Iguana Concerto number 3. Fake spazzing. Oh, shit, I killed him.
Oh, Nathan.
Oh, just like I killed Bilbo and the cockatiel with a book. Oh, who am I now without an iguana? I'm nothing without an iguana.
Oh, hey, buddy. Buddy, your albino boy's here.
Oh, hey. Wow, look at you. You're so cute. I'm going to call you Kurt. You're so different. I'm so different. Funeral! Yeah, let's have a funeral. Clean him up. Bring him along. Put him in a shoebox. Come on.
We are gathered here today in memory of Sulu, who lived life and loved life to its fullest capacity. Now he joins his brothers and sisters, Nathan's other beloved pets, Bilbo the pot-bellied pig, Ted Nugent the cockatiel, Frodo the ferret, Dr. Zaius the three-toed sloth, C-3PO the snake, all very intelligent creatures, and all very beloved of Nathan. For all creatures are good, except when they are bad, and we should always be kind and nice. That is, most of the time. I mean, don't quote me on that unless you want to. I'm not trying to be judgy or bossy or anything like that.
Get to the point.
All right. Don't you ever take the Lord's name in vain.
I didn't. I said jeepers creepers.
I heard what you said. Let me tell you all the story of Jeepers Creepers.
Thank you. his life?
I guess you shall be.
Are you the Messiah?
Yes, I...
Don't. It's entirely up to you.
The story of Jeepers Creepers, the biggest failure in Broadway history.
It opened and closed on the very same night.
But they made a movie about it anyway?
No, Jay, we did.
Well, why? If it was so bad.
Well, John, we thought it'd be funny.
But it wasn't funny.
You know, why don't you kiss my ass?
David's right.
Hey, everybody. Hippie Pie's ready.
Oh!
Oh! I got
I feel awful.
I know. Oh, we did a bad thing. Tonight's show offended every racist, Christian, exotic pet loving, NAMBLA card carrying, alcoholic cop in America.
I ate too much pie.